Hello.
Hey, is this Nadia?
This is she.
Hey, this is Sam Jones from Arbor Design Agency. Is this a good time to talk to you?
Yeah.
Alright, so I just let you know, the reason of this call is that I just let you know that I am your project manager and I will be helping out to complete your project. So if you don't mind, Nadia, can you let me know about your business a little bit so we make sure that you and me are on the same page?
Let you know more about the business?
Yes, a little bit about your business nature and each and everything.
Have you been to the other website?
Your website, yes. I went through
okay.
there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the business in a nutshell. I don't know if I can explain it any more than that. So we are in multiple different industries. We start off as a children's company. We have adult luxury now.
Uh-huh.
We're looking to expand to... we are in healthcare now. We're FDA approved. We're looking for a modern, clean website, something that's easy to navigate, easy to shop.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be on an upcoming television show called The Next Billion Dollar Idea. We would like to have, like, when you come to the website, as seen on The Next Billion Dollar Idea, and then it could say, you know, pillow sheets, and then, like, the other website has the P and the S combining to make one. It could, you know, so I'm saying, like, we want a video when you come in of the actual product. We don't want any filler pictures anymore. Like, the other website has a lot of filler pictures. And now that we have more pictures that we've sent to you through the box that shows more updated pictures they use at Target and different stores. In addition to that, we would like product video by the product so they can know what they're buying. But most importantly, we want seamless purchases. Like, we want it to be easy to shop. If you see the product online and you see the product, you know, on TV, you can just quickly click on our website and you'll see it right there.
Okay, that's perfect, right? So can you let me know how many products do you have right now?
It's about 14 different SKUs.
Sorry, hello?
It's about 14 different SKUs, 14, because the adult luxury comes in twin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The adult luxury comes in 5 different sizes.
Uh-huh.
So that's 5 SKUs right there with the regular sheet. Medical has 1 SKU, that's 6. We have 6 SKUs for the toddlers, Bear Hugs, Cozy Koala, and the 4 different colors.
All right, I do understand. Could you let me know, you already have the existing site, so where did you make that site on? On Wix?
That's on Wix.
On Wix,
correct.
Okay, so what do you, we also make the site on the Wix, or do you want me to create your site on other platform?
We have we bought a shop for a Shopify site. So I think anything that have already been translated to you already from our conversation yesterday before I made the purchase. So we are on Wix right now, and we're going on to Shopify.
That's why
we are getting this site. We want to be modernized. We want to be easy to shop on Shopify. But I think that internally, someone should have already told you that.
All right. Actually, my person already mentioned this thing. You want on Shopify, but I want to, I want to ask you first, like, where you want exactly. Well, no problem. So
well, that's the only reason that we have the time. That's the only reason we're going over to build the Shopify site. So, we don't want on Wix. We want it modernized. We want it more seamless shopping, want to integrate with different things,
mm-hmm.
and we want a Shopify site.
Okay.
He gave us examples of the Bolin branch. We like that site. We like I think there was a Weave something. We like the video on that site, how you come into video.
Mm-hmm.
We've given him samples of the different sites that we like. We've uploaded materials already.
Okay, could you please let me know, you are talking about you need to integrate some other things on the Shopify. So what are they? What type of things do you want to integrate on Shopify, or you already integrated?
Just the standard things. There's nothing major. It's just what Shopify offers.
Okay. The main important thing about the products, will you like to do the drop shipping on the Shopify, or you will not?
Yeah, we'll be doing some drop shipping on Shopify. Yeah.
You will or you will not? Sorry.
We will.
Okay, that's great. That's why. And where you want to be, like, which dropshipper do you want?
No, meaning we'll be shipping it to the customer.
No, I'm talking about the dropshipping, like you are getting the product from the third party and upload on your site. That's the mean actually the dropshipping.
No, this is our invention. We manufacture this product ourselves.
Oh, okay. No problem. No problem, Nadia. Okay, I do understand. So do one thing, Nadia. You already have your Shopify account. So please, for the website creation, right, we need your Shopify access. So can you provide
We don't have a Shopify account. We don't have a Shopify account yet. That's why we got you. We have a Wix account.
No, but on the Shopify, you need to be creating an account over there. Then you will provide me the collaborator access. So then we will start working on the on your account.
Okay, so when is someone going to tell us that? There's no way we know that. So you tell us that. So you're asking for the Shopify address, and we don't have it because we weren't told to do it.
We can create an account, but the plans and the Shopify plans is a different plans, right? So you need to be creating an account over there, and then we can go ahead and upload.
So what does your price include? Because he said there's going to be Shopify, the business. We enrolled for the business, and he said a lot of the Shopify stuff is already included. So if we're going to go in there and enroll for another Shopify account, what does that mean?
Let me explain. Right, actually the package you have purchased right from us, that is a Shopify package. Like we will create in your website on the Shopify, and whatever the thing is mentioned in your package, we will provide you that on the Shopify. But what happened? Let me explain you what happened on the Shopify. The Shopify, the client, like same as you, right? The clients purchase registered themselves on the Shopify. Once they register themselves on the Shopify, then they provide the collaborator access to the developers, like you will provide me to me. Once you will provide me the collaborator access, then we will go ahead and log in and we will start creating the website on the Shopify platform. And whatever the things is already included in your package, we will go ahead and we will proceed with that.
So why is it that we weren't told the instructions like we have the portal? And so when you talk about the beginning things that we need to be doing, why wouldn't that be in the portal to where it gives you an instruction as to you all need to do this first? We could have done it yesterday. So I'm saying, like, we are sending things over that the portal is prompting for, like the questionnaire and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a need for more things, why is that not told to us up front? You can't get anything started unless you have a Shopify access, right?
Right, because we can create your website right now on our platform, right? And then we can move this website, what we will create for you, right? That we can move this site to the Shopify account, right? Because Shopify provides a separate account to their clients, right? Just like me. If I want to create a website on the Shopify, so we need to be registered on the Shopify first, and then I can provide my username and password or the collaborator access to my developers, and then they can log in on my Shopify account, and then they can start uploading the website and creating the website and whatever function you want, we will go ahead and create that functions on the Shopify. Actually, Shopify is a CMS, content management system, right? Where we can or where the any developer go ahead and develop their site, right? They can use a regular site and they can use a totally custom-made site. And whatever the site we will make for you and whatever the design we will create for you, once you will approve that, then we will go ahead and upload that design on the Shopify account. But this is a procedure.
All right, well, I need to talk to my assistant about, I need to talk to, is there a lady that's over this that would work hand in hand with the developer, and it's not me. So what I need to do is make sure that I give her this information, and Marissa Hunt, who is on the account, she will be the liaison, and I want to make sure that she's in the loop, because if she's not in the loop, then this stuff does not happen. And we're supposed to be getting a proof back in the next, a day? So it was 72 hours. So, I mean...
And I have another option. This is my opinion. I'm not saying that you should have to do that, but this is my opinion or this is my suggestion, ma'am. So this up to you. If you want to take my suggestion, that's totally up to you. So if you don't mind, may I ask you, like, if I say you that you can change the platform, so what would be your answer? If I will say
we're
that...
We're going to Shopify.
this is your final decision. You want to go with Shopify.
We want to go with Shopify. We want our website to actually be updated and changed and modernized. So there's not, we're not trying to create the same exact website.
We can do that. I think you don't know about
No, we're
that.
Not trying. We're not trying to create the same exact website. I'm saying we're not trying to create the same exact website. We are trying to move to Shopify, and we're trying to build a new site on Shopify.
That's why I'm saying to you, if you will take my opinion, so you want a new website. I do really understand that. We will create, we will design a new website for you. But I'm saying, so if I will provide you the new platform rather than the Shopify, where you can do the 100% customization on that. So what would be your answer?
No, I just want Shopify. No, I just
okay.
want Shopify. I don't want any website, no.
Okay, that's perfect. No issue with that. We will go ahead and design on the Shopify. And the thing about this package, right, what I can do, I can connect you with the sales representative who were speaking with you yesterday. So you can also make your mind clear with him, right? So he will explain you.
I've already made up my mind for Shopify. Why are we having to have this conversation again? That's what I paid for.
I'm not talking.
So I don't need to talk to somebody else to make up my mind. I did that yesterday. When I paid money, that's when I made up my mind.
Ma'am, I'm not talking about the Shopify thing. I'm talking about the account which you are talking about that we nobody mentioned this thing about this Shopify registration, what I'm just saying to you. Actually, I'm not talking about
nobody told me that.
All right, that's why I'm saying to you, yesterday you were speaking with my Chase representative, which is Chase, right? So if you want me
Correct.
To, I can connect you with Chase again, and you can ask them why he didn't mention you this thing yesterday.
Where are you calling me from?
Yeah, I'm calling from San Jose, California. Right, so ma'am, the thing is the Shopify account, so you can ask your, as you said, you want to ask your team members, so you can ask them and let me know about you. Hello?
I'm here.
All right. So then you let me know when would you like to share the account with me, your Shopify account, so we will go ahead and start.
Is that online? Through the portal? Is that through the portal?
Yeah, the Shopify portal, exactly, ma'am. The Shopify registration. Once you register that, then you will share the access to me, to my email. Then my designer will design the new site for you on the Shopify account. So when would you like to share with me, ma'am?
I guess you're going to connect with Chase, right? Was that?
Yeah, of course. I can connect you with Chase right now. No problem with that. Just give me one moment. Stay with me, please. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, just give me one moment. I'm going to connect you with Chase.
Hey, thank you very much for staying on the line. This is Chase. How are you, Nadia?
I'm doing okay. I'm just a little frustrated with this process because no one told me yesterday that we need to make our own Shopify account and share those privileges over to you all. That was all part of the package, I thought, unless we added on some extra plugins or something. And I asked that specific question,
mm-hmm.
and then he wants to ask questions like it's a brand new conversation and try to tell me I'm not – like to not use Shopify, like to suggest other platforms. When I paid money yesterday, I had already made up my mind that we're going to Shopify. So to have someone come and talk about these different other platforms, it's not what I paid for. I paid for.
I think like he basically had a misunderstanding because I discussed your project with one of the other project managers, so he was supposed to give you a call, but he was absent today, which is why I told Sam to give you a call. So really sorry for that. As far as the account is concerned, you're using Wix and you do have their account, right? And you do have the credentials, correct? So the only reason why
Shopify.
Yeah, the only reason why we ask you for Shopify, your personal account, so that you could have the ownership right for the complete website.
But if you go on and create a Shopify website, won't that cost more money if I go on and get a Shopify account?
I think it's $10 to $15, somewhere around that.
Well, all of those things should be talked about in the forefront. I mean, like, if I say, does this include the Shopify account, and the answer is yes, minus additional plugins, that is something that is needed to know.
Right. Actually, yesterday when we spoke, we haven't talked about the account for the Shopify, because I thought, like, when you were coming to upgrade from Wix to Shopify, you must have a Shopify account. So that was my mistake. Sorry for that.
No, and I don't know how that would have been inferred, but okay.
I'm really sorry for that, but I'll compensate you on that particular part. By that particular way, instead of 3 months, I'll give you 4 months of marketing, okay? Sorry for that.
I just need that in writing. So what do we need to do at this point? We need to set up a Shopify account, because there's no way I just want to continue to repeat myself and do these things. I don't have time to do that.
Of course.
So that's why I have this. And so we've taken the time to upload pictures, photos, mm-hmm. videos, different things. And so for me to talk to someone brand new and they're asking me, tell me about
pillow
sheets.
You don't have to do that. Yeah, you don't have to do that. I'll be the one who will take care for it for now. You and me will be talking, okay?
All right, actually, I prefer you and Marissa to talk, because Marissa's the person that's over this. I'm the CEO of the company, and I don't have time to deal with this type of stuff, and I'm getting frustrated. Let me talk to Marissa. You can talk to Marissa as well.
Okay.
We'll get a Shopify account set up, and we'll load it into the portal, which I thought was a pretty user-friendly portal. But if we're going to be having to talk outside the portal as well, I need to make sure Marissa gets in that conference.
Yeah, we can do that. In fact, like in the portal, Marissa has also been added up. However, just give me the credentials for the Shopify, or if you want, I can call Marissa right now after the call, and I can let her know that she needs to give me the account.
She doesn't even know to do that yet. So I would have to give her the message to say that we need to get an account at Shopify. That's
mm-hmm.
something that needs to happen first, and that's going to take a little time, I'm sure. I don't even know if she's in front of her desktop. So let me figure that out, and I will then either go on the portal or email you the credentials as soon as we have them.
You already have my personal email, right?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. So I'll wait for you on that, and then I'll be the one who will take care for it from now.
Okay, thank you.
Right, thank
bye-bye.
You.